We are all hoping this country's approach to the pandemic will keep infections low and avoid scenes like New York or Milan, the tragedy of overwhelmed hospitals forced to prioritise who gets care. We're expecting this week to see guidelines from the national body representing intensive care doctors on how they would triage patients if resources became stretched. And activists are urging that there be no discrimination against people with disabilities. Felicity Ogilvie reports.
Disability rights activist Craig Wallace is using social media to stay connected during social isolation. He's horrified to see what is happening to his friends who also have disabilities and live in the UK and USA.
Some of the very people who only last week were talking about their fears of not getting access to ventilation, you're starting to see posts on their timelines that they are gravely ill or in hospital or that they've actually died.
In the US state of Alabama, coronavirus guidelines were written saying, quote, persons with severe mental retardation may be poor candidates for ventilator support. Craig Wallace wants reassurance that will not happen in Australia.
These kinds of ideas that some people are less worthy of life than others are eugenics.
The US Department of Health and Human Services issued a nationwide reminder that it's illegal to discriminate on the basis of things such as disability, race, and age during treatment for COVID-19. It came after disability rights groups such as the ARC complained. Their legal director is Shira Washclarg.
Even if we're in a place where we're the society is having to make these really difficult decisions about treatment rationing, they cannot be done in a discriminatory way.
Australia's Intensive Care Society already has guidelines about what to do if critical care services are overwhelmed. They say that staff should consider the probable outcome of the patient's conditions, and decisions will include patients and their families. The president of the Australian and New Zealand Intensive Care Society, Dr. Anthony Holley, says more detailed guidelines are being written and he expects they will be publicly released this week.
The need for intensive care will not be determined based on irrelevant or discriminatory considerations such as gender, sexual orientation, religion for that matter, even disability, social status, personal connections, insurance status, ethnicity, anything.
Okay, but what about those difficult decisions about if there are not enough ventilators and there's too many patients? What is going to be in those guidelines? How do you decide who gets a ventilator and who misses out?
In the event that resources are outstripped by demand, it will then come down to following ethical principles whereby the patient's clinical condition and ability to gain benefit from an intensive care bed will be the overriding principle, not what their pre-existing disability may or may not be.
Disability rights activist Craig Wallace says those guidelines sound good. He says the problem is that people are already experiencing discrimination.
We're worried that that kind of, overt but also subconscious bias will really play out once we start getting into a situation where there are hundreds, possibly thousands of people presenting at ICUs every day.
Dr. Anthony Holley from the Intensive Care Society is adamant there will be no discrimination. And he wants a situation where there's always more than one doctor making a decision about whether to ventilate a patient.
Felicity Ogilvie with that report.